All right, good morning, everyone. I would like to call this meeting to order at 9:15 a.m. I'd also like to ask that as a courtesy to all, you ensure that you have turned off your cell phones and pagers. Each director received notice of this board meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Directors Nancy Porter and Robert Tesh indicated they would not be present for this meeting. Additionally, I'd like to welcome our newest board member, Bill Masterson. He is from Guthrie and replaces John Breeden. So, Bill, welcome to the board, and I look forward to your input on everything. This time, Phil, I think you might have a quick announcement for us.
The Admin Audit Committee got this by mail about 4 weeks ago. Don Woods retired. He resigned and moved to Providence Hospital, where he's doing the same thing over there. And his logic was he hated to move. However, it meant less traveling, and so he chose to take that. It was almost a comparable move in pay, but he didn't like the travel. He has a new young child and won't stay home. Okay. And we're in the process of trying to get some applicants in, and quite frankly, right now it's a slow go of getting those applicants.
Thank you, Phil. At this time, we have set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you who are interested in providing comments here should fill out one of the cards provided at the table outside the door to the boardroom with your name and contact information on it. I have two cards. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. That is not our requirement. That is state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes a government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at public meetings and provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matter which has not been specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide an opportunity to speak, your presentation is limited to 3 minutes. And with that said, I have two cards. First is John Diebold, speaking on the issue of FERC boundary at PK Lake. Mr. Diebold.
Good morning. I'm not very good at this. I got my Lou Rawls voice going on. Allergy, excuse me. I represent the 8 residents on Ellis Sod Road at Possum Kingdom Lake. In February, we realized after surveying reports that we were in a FERC project zone. So I think our realization is we're tied up with a lot of governmental entities here with FERC and the BRA, and our concern is that by the time all this settles in a couple of years, and I think that's how long it's going to possibly take, that we get kind of treated like everybody else out at the lake in terms of the buying power of buying off of a Palo Pinto 2008 valuations. Anyway, I think my letter, I'm just really hand-delivering the letter and representing our 8 residents here, and we love the lake and just kind of want to have our be treated the same as everybody else out there. So anyway, that's all I have. I was just going to be brief. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Diebold. Secondly, I have a card from Stephen Louder speaking on Maybe Lakeview.
Morning, board members. Some of this will be a little rehash, but we've got new board members, and a number of board members were not present at the July meeting last year when my agenda item was. I'm Steve Lauder, manager of Maybe Lakeview. Maybe Lakeview is a lease of approximately 9.4 acres on PK, including approximately 5.2 acres in the FERC rec area. Maybe acquired the existing lease a little over 2 years ago in March of 2008, and we contracted for this property in September of 2006. It's the site of the old Lakeview Lodge. The previous lease allowed 49 condos and an 80-slip marina, along with the 14 overnight accommodations and a restaurant, which were to be removed as phases of the townhomes were to be built. Seven of these were actually platted, and there's now four townhomes on site within this lease, two of which we own the leasehold interest in that. The property was put into receivership in October of 2005, and the BRA executed a new lease only allowing the 14 overnight accommodations and the restaurant because it was in violation of FERC having it being that portion of the property being in the public use area. But the rent increased from $7,000 to $36,000 per year. We have the highest lease on the lake, bar none, for the permitted uses that we have. Our solution was, as Kent Rendy spoke in July of 2009, that we'd work for 2 years to come up with this proposal with staff, and we proposed doing 20 condos and submit the property to a leasehold condominium regime. It would provide a mechanism for attracting investors and facilitating redevelopment. We would, because of the FERC requirements, require the units to be rented out a majority of the time for overnight public accommodations, vacations, weekends, family gatherings, and other occasions, associated recreational amenities as day docks, sport coats, and swimming pools. All these ideas were presented in the 2009 board meeting, and the board passed a resolution authorizing BRA staff to retain outside legal counsel to evaluate our proposal, provided we pay $10,000 of legal fees for your outside counsel. And we don't have a problem with that at all. Despite passing the resolution, though, a number of the board members urged us to wait, take a breath. Staff has spent an enormous amount of time on this property for probably the past 10 or 11 years. It was suggested that, at the same meeting, the board voted to seek FERC approval for the decommissioning of the electric generation facilities just prior to our agenda item. It was suggested that this could result in the elimination of the FERC-imposed constraints on the uses of the property. It was further suggested that this might only take a few months. 9 months have now passed with the application still not filed. We're interested in purchasing this property if FERC gets decommissioned, and I just wanted to make a comment that we are holding our breath. Our rent's current. The property taxes that y'all own the land are current, and we hope that this time has been productive and that the engineers and the legal and everybody is working towards a wonderful application to decommission FERC, and we would sure like to move forward, and we're having a tough time over there. It's not generating any income whatsoever, and I've been involved in this now for almost 4 years. So thank you all for your time, and I'm sorry for having to, but thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Louder.